I know, it's completely bizarre. Like, you start, you know something's recording, and then you start thinking about it. But no, like, Tom, like I definitely think that Tom Waits and Nick Cave, only in Nick Cave in the, like, mid-1990s right. to early 2000.
And only if you're, a Nick Cave fan. Okay.
What? No.
It only follows if you like both of the bands.
I do not believe there is anyone out there who likes Tom Waits that is capable of not liking Murder Ballads.
You know what? I've met them.
That's bizarre to me.
I know. Like my buddy Dirk, for instance, does not like Nick Cave. Not even the Murder Ballads, but he's a huge Tom Waits fan. Well, and I've been finding that mostly what it is that Tom Waits fans, like, hardcore Tom Waits fans,
right?
I don't know. Maybe they're elitist. I don't know exactly.
See, that's very weird to me because Tom Waits is not like anti-elitism,
sort of guy. But he is. Like, his fans are fucking elitist.
Well, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah. And so the actual Tom Waits fans end up being.
See, again, crazy. I wonder if it's an era thing, because I've definitely noticed that it's only Nick Cave in the late 1990s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And I definitely prefer Tom Waits' older stuff, or rather the stuff when he's older. Like, once he hits 40 and gets really in tune with his own, like, comes to accept his muse and really work with it.
Right.
Like, a lot of his early stuff is very, I don't know, it's more whimsical. So people who are into the entire genre of Tom Waits are willing to accept a journey that I'm only interested in the end of. And with Nick Cave, like, there's only a middle portion in that era right after he got divorced by the mother of his child where he was creating, like, really soulful, melancholy music that was about, like, how fucking horrifying the world was to him.
Right.
Like, that's the era that I really dig on.
Well, to be fair, I think that's the era that everybody digs on. I don't think that Nick Cave really had a career before or after that.
No, I mean, Birthday Party was very popular. Oh, yeah. And, like, Dig Lazarus Dig is definitely getting a lot of playtime from the Cave fans.
Because of the Murder Ballads.
No, see, I don't...
Did I mention that coffee that isn't quite, like, strong enough sort of tastes like tea nowadays?
Yes. Yes. Have I explained to you that my parents, who are from India, don't drink tea? They drink water that has had a tea bag in contact with it at some point. But it is not tea.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's very upsetting.
I have to have tea at your parents' house now.
Oh, and this is the other thing. I forget if I told you. Now that I'm living in an apartment whose air conditioning and heating works, I am no longer a nudist. And I like tea again.
Right. Right, apparently you've got an affinity for flannel.
Yes, and an affinity for flannel. I'm really tempted to finish those.
You should.
I am. They're Winnie the Pooh flannel designs. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna make like a full outfit, hoodie plus sweatpants.
Are you gonna make it in the Pooh shape? You know, like Winnie the Pooh.
I could. I have a teddy bear costume.
Like a head. Like, it's got a hat.
Yeah, you know.
Like, you're wearing a Pooh skin.
Right. Teddy bear skin jacket. Yeah,
right, sure, right. Like, you shot Winnie the Pooh and have skinned him and are now wearing him as a trophy.
No, I don't have. I don't have Winnie the Pooh colored fur flannel-y stuff.
You should.
I have patterns. I have flannel that's got Winnie the Pooh patterns on it.
All right. Well, I think that you should make a Pooh skin.
See, and I would agree with you on that, except that having made teddy bears, I've become an elitist about bearskin, because American faux fabric is crap. The weave is way too thin, the fur pulls out of it very easily. I much prefer European, particularly Irish fur, but that stuff sells for like $60 a yard here in the United States.
So buy it from Ireland and have it shipped over, it'd probably be cheaper.
Well, yeah, but then there's the possibility... Oh, you know what? See, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada where I met that racist. So now I'm tempted to make racism jokes. I was going to say that, like, I'm worried that if I buy something from Ireland, then they'll ship a bomb in with it.
Oh, wow.
Right? But that was entirely so I could lead into the racist Canadian story.
Well, the cat's out of the bag.
I know.
Glass woman and dog. Mm-hmm. It's really abstract. It's kind of anime-ish.
Here is what I started with.
Okay.